Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Right now, oh Lord, move all misery
all pain, O Lord. Move the afflictions, O Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. We're dependent on you today. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need your help today, O Lord. Bind the works of Satan today. He's seeking to hinder and to destroy. He came to kill, but you said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I believe your word today, Lord. I pray that you continue to touch and bless, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Keep us with a praying mind. Help us to continue in prayer, praying always, sending up our supplication, O Lord. Help us today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are down here waiting on you. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help, Lord. No other help we know. We are waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. Bless us tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Jesus. Take full control, O Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Help today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Move by your spirit. Take full control, O Lord. Jesus, send the anointed. Touch in a special way, Lord. You know what we have need of. You know our prayer before we call. We're coming to you, Lord. We're asking for mercy today, Lord. Have mercy on your people. Look on us with a pitiful eye. Touch us, O Lord. Grant our petitions according to thy will, Lord. Not our will, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. We're seeking you, Lord. Seeking to please you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, take away our will. Take away our way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Okay. Show us the way you would have us to go, Lord. Follow the leading of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll go with us, O Lord. Continue to bless us. Make ways for us. Open up doors, O Lord. Bless the missions and the mission, the ministries. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Oh, my God, we pray that you save souls, that you encourage souls, oh, Lord. Strengthen them where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Help them to press their way. Help them to stand, oh, Lord, and to go through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the people everywhere. Look on your leaders, oh, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord. Give them strength to do your will. Help them to be led of thy spirit, oh Lord. Direct their path, oh Lord. Jesus, we pray that you continue to bless, Lord. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. And we thank you for all that you've done, oh Lord. And we pray that you continue to look on those souls, all those souls that are requesting prayer. We pray that you touch them. You know their petition. You know their prayer. Oh, my God, have mercy today, oh Lord. Touch their bodies. Heal their souls. Heal the minds, oh Lord. Deliver, oh Lord. Faith to the utmost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer, oh Lord. And we thank you today for all the mercy and all the things that you have done for us. All the great works you have worked for us in our lives. We thank you today, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you was merciful unto us. You blessed us, and you caused your face to shine upon us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Help us to continue to give thy name praise and to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell, and good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to worship with us here and praise God along with us. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 75th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's Psalm 75. Begin with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." Thank God for reading his word, the 75th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/grace, excuse me, / Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And our dialing number, if you want to call in and have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging scripture you'd like to read, you can dial in 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And there's also noonday prayer, 12 o'clock p.m. every day there as well. So if you're in the area, feel free to stop on by. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. And Vanessa Hameen preached on the broadcast on yesterday, Lord, Show Us How to Tease You. And it was a very beautiful message. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that ministry. And our Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. So the phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we're praying for the souls on our prayer list. And added to our prayer list is Mary Brown, Gwendolyn Marshall, the bereaved Friesen family, praying for them, Elder Otis Smith, Deacon Roger Tanner, Andrea, the bereaved Ingram Soul family, the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Mandel wouldn't mind just coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Mandel.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God. Because, you know, we all need encouragement. I don't care what walk
Very
of
true.
Life you may be in or what might have happened in your life. Everybody needs encouragement. And I thank the Lord because prayer is the way we can encourage one another by praying for one another. And sometimes you have to let them know that you are praying for them. And that will help them to overcome whatever they're going through. It'll help to encourage them to pray. And mm-hmm. I was told on the other day that someone called another saint, and they didn't get an answer, so they started praying for them right over the phone, and they prayed for me also. And that really touched my heart, that somebody else thought enough to pray for me, and it was made known to me that they prayed for me. So that was very encouraging. Sometimes you have to let somebody else know that you are praying for them. So I
very
thank
true,
the Lord
yes.
for this opportunity to try to encourage somebody else. And the saints of God especially, we need to encourage one another.
Amen.
I need these saints to mm-hmm. one another. And they, encouraged one another. They spoke words of comfort. And praise God, they were encouraged.
Yes.
I thank God today that God is here to encourage the people of God because we want to be saved. We want to go through whatever test and trial that we might face. We want to go through it. Praise God. We don't want to give up on God, but we want to go through. So we need encouragement sometimes to go through that test. To endure that test or trial, sickness, affliction, or whatever it is. Praise God. So I encourage you today, even if you're not saved, I encourage you to continue to pray and seek the Lord that you may be saved. And I thank God because prayer is the answer and prayer the job done. When no one else can fix the situation, if we pray for one another and encourage one another, help lift them up. You see that they are cast down, so you have to help lift them up. Pray for them. Let them know or give them some kind of kind words or words on the word of God. Encourage
yeah.
them so they can go on in the Lord. We don't want to see anyone lead the Lord or turn away from God. Lord,
yeah,
God,
right.
This is the job of a missionary, born-again believer of God. Anybody that named the name of Christ, it is our job to encourage one another
mm-hmm.
and to speak words of wisdom to one another and go through. So I thank the Lord that was laid on my heart to say tonight, because sometimes we ourselves can get in predicaments where we need encouragement. It seems like you give the encouragement, but it seems like sometimes there's no one there to give you encouragement. But thank God, I can read the word of God, and the word of God encourages my soul. So at this time, we thank God for those words. And at this time, we're not going to hold up the service or this broadcast, but we're going to introduce the speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. I thank God for prayer.
I thank the Lord for that scripture that was read and also for the beautiful, encouraging words that Evangelist May just gave. And she's right. We definitely need those words of encouragement, those words of comfort, just to know that somebody is praying for us. And it just made me think about how Jesus told Peter that he had prayed for him, that his faith fail not. Because we're being tried, and the enemy is trying to discourage us. He's trying to put doubt in our heart. So we need that support from one another, and we do need to pray for each other. And it's so good to hear that somebody is praying for us. You know, when they make it known to you, it does lift your spirit. It just lets you know, well, somebody cares enough to call my name out in prayer. And it's a blessing, and it is very encouraging. So I thank God for those beautiful words coming through Evangelist May, and I'm so glad that you shared that, what the Lord laid on your heart, because we need that. And praise the Lord. I just feel good down on the inside, and thank God for how he's been blessing us. And I thank him for this broadcast. Praise the Lord. Yes. And for all those who are listening, I believe that, you know, God is blessing you also. And just keep tuning in, because there's always a blessing for each one of us. And we're going to get ready now to go to the Word of God. But before we read the scriptures, I want to have a word of prayer. So let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, God, our hearts are open. Our ears are open. We want to hear from you, Lord. Speak to us, oh, God, and minister unto our souls. For you know what's best for us, oh, God. You know us better than we know our own selves. And we're looking to you, and we're depending on you, Lord. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us now go to the Word of God, to the book of St. John, the third chapter, verses 14 through 21, and also Romans, the eighth chapter, verse 1, verse 31, and verses 35 through 39. So in brief, I'll be skipping about through these scriptures tonight, and I just want to leave a thought with you, and that is, God is more than the whole world against us. God is more than the whole world against us. St. John, the third chapter, verse 14, King James Version reads, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Romans 8 and 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Verse 31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And again, God is more than the whole world against us. Praise the Lord. In St. John, this part of the scripture is after Jesus had opened the eyes of a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus did not want anyone to know that he approached Jesus, so he went out by night hoping that nobody saw him talking with Jesus. Praise God. But then Jesus began to explain some things to him which he didn't understand, because he had to have a spiritual discernment or be able to see what Jesus was saying to him. And he revealed to Nicodemus that he must be born again. But when Jesus told him that, he didn't understand, and he began to question the Lord, how can this be? Nevertheless, Jesus began to show him the things that he could not see. And when Jesus got done with Nicodemus, glory to God, Nicodemus was a changed man. And further, Jesus picked up in the 14th verse, saying, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he was still talking to Nicodemus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, in the 16th verse, this verse is very familiar to many people, but it's much more to it than meets the eye. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A lot of people, they say, oh, I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. But in order to have everlasting life, we must believe in him, the only begotten Son of God, the one that God sent into the world to die on the cross. We must believe that he gave his life to save the whole world, and therefore we can have eternal life, that everlasting life. We will not perish, but we must believe in the only begotten Son of God. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't come to condemn anybody, but he came to save the whole world. Came here that you and I could be saved, that we could be spared from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. And
when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, then we know that God is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? He's more than the whole world against us. Glory, hallelujah. And I believe that Apostle Paul, he picked it up in the 8th chapter of Romans and said in the first verse, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after. And when Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born of the water and of the Spirit, he more or less in essence was letting him know that there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, walking after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not after the flesh. Because
yes,
when we are born again, we become brand new. We are no longer in this world as we were before. And the way to explain that is we are in the world, but we are no longer of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus even brought something out to that effect, that the wind blows where it lists, and you can't tell which way it's coming from, where it originated from, where it's going. And so that's the same way it is with everyone that believes in Christ. Glory, hallelujah. So then we are changed, and now God is for us. God is for us. The world is against us, but God is for us. And this love that God has for us, for the whole entire world, maybe everyone is not going to accept the Lord, but for those who do, he said, whosoever believeth on me. So then he more or less was letting us know that everyone is not going to believe, but those who do should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise be to God. Everyone that we minister to, they're hearing the word, but they're not all accepting it. They are turning against the people of God, fighting against the people of God. And they are condemned already because they don't believe in the only begotten Son of God. And that condemnation is that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They didn't want the light to shine on them. When you start telling people about their sins and showing them up, they don't want the light. They want to stay in darkness. But if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And God has made us more than conquerors. Being in the Lord, we are more than conquerors. We have something that the world does not have. They want it, but they want it on their own terms. And therefore, they try to destroy the people of God. But
yes,
just like Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded, and it has to be personal with us. We also must be persuaded that none of these things will separate us from the love of God. After Jesus came all the way down to the earth and gave his life after all he's done for us, after all the things that he sacrificed, the pain that he suffered, after going through the death of the cross, after he's done all of this for us, I am persuaded that none of these things will separate me from the love of God. Because as long as I know God is on my side, he's much more than the whole world against me. Oh,
yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul mentioned a number of things that could possibly separate people from the love of God. And this is not an all-inclusive list of things that he mentioned here. It goes much further than that. And so we have to know that we stand on the solid foundation. We have to know that God is for us. And when we know this, we won't allow anything to separate us from the love of Christ. Tribulation will come, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, all kinds of troubles and problems everywhere, tragedies. All of these things are happening around us every day. Every day, this is happening around us. Glory be to God. But we have this strength that God has given us to stand firm and not let any of these things separate us from the love of Christ. And again, I thank God for knowing that somebody is praying for us. That helps a whole lot. That helps us to keep on going on. Amen. Helps us to press our way even the more. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for the Word of God, because the Word of God has everything we need in it. And anytime we look around us, we see how the enemy is just raging and doing all these things, trying everything he could to just destroy the people of God and just seeking whom he may devour, and also trying to poison the minds of people, trying to divide the people of God up and trying to put all kinds of isms and schisms in the midst. Oh, glory to God. We know that God is for us. Amen. And we ought to be more persuaded to know that none of these things shall separate us from the love of Christ. Amen. It has to be personal. So God is for us. And even those who have not accepted the Lord, who don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, he's for you. The Lord is for us all. Had he not been for us, he would not have sent his only begotten Son to die on that cross. But because of God's great love, he said it here. Jesus said it in the 16th verse of St. John, the 3rd chapter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave the gift of life. He gave us what we need. And so we have everything we need. God on our side, we have everything we need. Hallelujah. We don't have to lack for anything, but we have everything we need. And I've been just thinking about how God has equipped us with everything we need. Everything is already there. We just need to know how to tap into it. We just need to know what to do. And therefore, we seek God for guidance, and he will show us just what to do. Because everything we need, we already have it. Oh, praise be to God. I tell you, God is for us. That means we have everything, everything, and we don't lack for anything. It may seem like we have a lack. It may seem like something is missing, but nothing is missing. We have everything we need. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God, for God is more than the whole world against us. More. That means we have it all. God is more than the whole world against us. Thank God for the word of God tonight. And if there's anyone who desires to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, the invitation for prayer is extended to you right now. Anyone who has a prayer request, the invitation for prayer is extended to you right now. If you have enough faith to believe God, you can have everything, everything that you desire. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We call upon you, Lord, because we know that you are for us and that you love us and you care about us, oh God. We ask you, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, to search our hearts and to forgive us for all of our sins, our shortcomings, our faults. Oh, Lord God, our imperfections, have mercy upon us and take away all of our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Lord, that you will look on that repentant heart tonight. Somebody now decided to give their lives over to you, Lord. We pray for them, oh God, a special prayer that you will take away their sins, that you wash them and clean them up on the inside and on the outside, and that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and give them a mind to serve you all the days of their lives. Oh, God, you are able to work a miracle in somebody's life right now while this prayer is being prayed. Oh, my God, we believe you. And we take you at your word, for your word is true. Oh, God, move by your power in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We are praying, God, for that one who has an unspoken request, has a heart's desire, been waiting for a long time for a breakthrough, waiting on healing tonight. Lord God, touch, heal, and make whole. Lord, move, answer prayer, my God. Work wonders in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power and you can do everything, Lord. Only you can do it. Only you can fix it, Lord. Only you can work it out. Oh, Lord, my God, we ask you to help us, Lord, to be about your business, to do the work that you've assigned unto us, Lord God, to complete this work while we're down here, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to give us the strength that we need, encourage our hearts, Lord, lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, help us to be more dedicated, Lord. Help us tonight. We're waiting on you, Lord God, for we can do nothing without you. Send on help tonight, Lord. Send on power. Send on strength, my God. Increase our faith and help us, Lord, to believe without doubting or without unbelief. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus, and take us through, my God. Look on everyone, Lord Jesus, who is desiring prayer tonight, all of those who are on the prayer list, look on them tonight in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, answer those prayers. Let it be done according to your own will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll remember those who are incarcerated. Remember them tonight and save, Lord Jesus. Deliver their souls, oh God. Help the backsliders to return unto you, Lord, and restore their souls, oh God. Reclaim them, oh Lord, for you are married to the backslider. Oh, Lord God, give somebody little more time to make it back, my God, before it's too late. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Have mercy, oh my Lord. Lord, work it out, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, O Lord. We are asking you, please, to remember our leaders tonight, O God, to bless them in a special way, Lord, and help them to do your will. Bless the congregation, north and south, east and west. Help us to come together. O Lord, unite our hearts as one. We believe it right now, oh Lord, and we count it as done. And we bless your name. Oh, Lord God, give comfort, give consolation to those dealing with bereavement tonight. Have mercy upon their souls and strengthen them during this difficult time. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your touch,
yes,
Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, oh God, for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for your great love toward us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry, oh God. Lord, please continue to bless and let it prosper in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, and let your will be done. We believe it, oh Lord, and we thank you tonight. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Amin, telling us that God is more than the whole world against us. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. That's how much he loved the whole world. And if he be for us, who can be against us? I tell you, beautiful message, a beautiful prayer. And I want to open up the line for ministers and evangelists and clergy on the line who want to have remarks. You're certainly welcome. We'll start with Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I mean, God is more. He's more than the whole world against us. And the scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I tell you, if God is for us, that's a blessing. He's telling us that he is with us. In other words, he's in agreement with us. So I just thank God for the encouraging words coming through her and how the Lord sent his son Jesus into the world that we might be saved. He didn't send him to condemn the world. Whosoever believe on him, he is free. If we believe Jesus and take him at his word, I tell you, we don't have to worry. I thank God today for the message, and I want to encourage evangelists, I mean, to keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to use you and to do whatever God gives you to do, and however he gives it to you to do it. As long as you know it's the Lord, do it. Praise God. I just thank God for all things, and I thank God for this ministry and how the Lord is blessing. I can't speak for no one else, but I can speak for myself. The Lord has truly blessed me through this ministry, the Prayer Works Ministry. Praise God, and I am praying for this ministry
and for the saints of God everywhere, because I know that it's praying time, and I know that we all, somebody to pray for us. Praise God. Beautiful message. God is more than the whole world against us. Be encouraged. Continue looking to the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for her and her faithfulness. Any other clergy on the line? And if not, we just thank God again for that beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Amin. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into her hands. God bless you, Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God once again for all of our listeners tonight. God bless you. We love you. We're praying for you. And we thank you for your support and for your prayers for us. And we ask that you will tune in with us at our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And again, please continue to pray for all of those on our prayer list. Do we have anything else before we close out? If not,
I wanted to let you know that Cousin Gloria did tell me to let you know that God did bless the Freeman family. They lost their uncle, and things had gone awry, and had to go through a lot of things to get everything straightened out. But thanks to the prayer, of the saints of God who prayed, and she said the Lord took care of them. He blessed them in a great way. So thank the Lord.
Praise God. Prayer works.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Glory to God. Prayer really works. So I'm glad to hear that, and we're going to continue in prayer because we know that God hears and he answers, and prayer works. Praise God. Amen. So that's all for tonight. We thank God for you. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.